This February, the icy expanse of Lake Nipissing will once again transform into a breathtaking outdoor gallery as Ice Follies returns for its 11th edition. Running from February 7 to 21, 2025, the biennial festival brings together regional and local artists to present contemporary art in one of the most uniquely Canadian venues imaginable, out on the lake's frozen surface. Imagine encountering vibrant installations and performances while surrounded by nothing but ice, snow, and the vastness of the horizon, says Sharon Switzer, executive director of the Near North Mobile Media Lab, one of the three organizations behind Ice Follies. It's contemporary art in conversation with nature. The cold, the wind, the changing light, these aren't just conditions. They're part of the art experience. This year, we're focusing heavily on local and regional artists in honor of North Bay's centennial, Switzer notes. They're doing amazing work, from sculptural pieces and interactive media installations to community-driven projects. The 2025 theme, Ozashikwa, the ice is slippery, invites artists to consider environmental uncertainty, the challenges of navigating our changing climate, and the complexities of moving forward when the path ahead is less than steady. Art that's always open, and always free. In contrast to traditional galleries, Ice Follies is open 24/7 and completely free during the two-week festival. Visitors can wander through the installation sites and experience the art at their own pace, whether that means sunrise, midday, or under starlight. It's very accessible, says Switzer. You don't need a ticket. You don't need to stand in line. You just show up when you're ready. We want everyone to feel like they belong here. This openness encourages people who might never set foot inside an art gallery to interact with cutting-edge creative work. Many visitors come from backgrounds where they're more accustomed to ice fishing or snowmobiling on the lake. Here, they find themselves in a familiar setting, discovering contemporary art on their own terms, Switzer adds. Engagement, education, and community spirit. For those who want a more guided experience, the festival continues to offer tours led by local artists. For just $10, these tours provide context, background stories, and interpretive insights. The festival's website also includes detailed information about each artwork, allowing visitors to explore independently with as much or as little explanation as they'd like. Opening night, February 7th, features a dynamic performance by Anmitagzi's community-based Indigenous performing group, known for its captivating and culturally rich presentations. Olmsted Beach Events, February 15th and 16th, evenings, new special events on Trout Lake's Olmsted Beach will showcase audiovisual live performances, providing opportunities for visitors to experience art through soundscapes and light installations. Free Artist Talks, February 8th and 9th, afternoons, taking place at the Capitol Center during opening weekend, these talks offer a chance to meet participating artists, learn about their work, and gain deeper insight into the pieces on display. Family Day, February 17th, Ice Follies Community Choir will host a free outdoor singing event, inviting families to learn a song together and fill the frozen air with music. Additionally, you can enjoy installations activated by Anmitagzi artists, along with light food and refreshments. It tends to be a really lovely, open atmosphere, says Switzer. People wander up to artists and ask questions. It's a chance to break down barriers and really connect over creative ideas. A festival with an uncertain future. While Ice Follies aims to become a must-see cultural event, Switzer admits that climate change poses a significant concern. If we had tried to host this last year, the ice might not have been solid enough. That's a scary thought, she reflects. But as long as we have winter ice, we'll have Ice Follies. And if that changes, we'll adapt. Northern artists are deeply tied to the environment. We'll continue to respond creatively, no matter what. How to get involved? For visitors, newcomers, and returning fans alike, mark your calendars, dress warmly, and head down to the lake between February 7th and 21. Opening night festivities are an ideal introduction, but exploration at any hour promises a unique encounter with the art, the landscape, and the community. For more information on installations, artists, tours, and the latest updates, check out their website, Facebook, and Instagram. Whether you're a longtime resident or a curious first-timer, Ice Follies invites you to experience Northern Ontario's artistic spirit in an unforgettable outdoor setting.